the Valley View Lady Blazers 64-57. And, you know, Spencer, we talked about it a little bit in the pregame or in the show as you're here in the Twin Lakes Orthopedic and Sports Medicine postgame show. Keep your life in motion with Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. We talked a little bit about during the game, not the outcome you want for the Lady Bombers, but you saw a good foe. It's one of those eye-opening games. It's a top, we're going to call it a top 10 matchup in 5A. I guarantee you you'll see this as Valley View will be ranked in the top 10. And it's just an eye-opening game for the Lady Bombers.
Yeah, we talked about it. I played, nobody ever enjoys losing, ever. But that's exactly what you want. You went toe-to-toe. It's a great game. It not only did you didn't shoot the ball well, we turned the ball over a lot early, and you're still in the game. So clean it up. We're going to shoot better as the year goes on. We're not going to have many nights where Lakin Moore only gets 9 points.
Right.
So we're okay. Build on it. Let's come back tomorrow and Saturday, and let's take care of business. And man, there's going to be plenty of a lot of basketball to play.
One game doesn't hurt you. So. Yep. So turnover-wise, Mountain Home finished with 11, Valley View with 12. It's a lot cleaner game in the second half. Valley View had 4 turnovers. Mountain Home only had 1. Rebound-wise, Valley View finished with 27, Mountain Home with 23. At half, it was 12-9. Mountain Home was able to close. They got out-rebounded by 1 in the second half. Valley View just kind of felt like they wanted the ball a little bit more than Mountain Home. We kind of got caught looking, got caught flat-footed. Once again, scores didn't score. Didn't shoot the ball. The surprise night, I'd say, is Lakin Anderson. Lakin Anderson had a great game for the Lady Bombers.
Yeah, I had her tallied up with 11 points, and that's great. That's bonus points for you. And she had a couple looks down the stretch that could have got her a little bit more. But in the end, Orsby had a great
stud.
Second half. She had 15 in the second half, which I say that. Jayla had 18. That was two really good basketball players going at it. But she did – more than just score 15 points. She was cleaning up boards. She ran their offense. She made some good passes. And, you know, you said it. We got burned on some inbounds plays that led to easy layups. And, you know, Fagan, she had 14 points total. She got 7 in the second half, too. So overall, we'll start with our girls. You know, Jayla Yonkers, we mentioned it, with 24. She actually led the whole game. She went off there in the second half, especially down the stretch, making some three-pointers. Lakin Anderson with 11, Lakin Moore with 9, Brooklyn Mitchell with 7, and Anna McClellan with 6. So just 5 girls scoring tonight. Yeah. Need to spread that out a little bit more,
yeah,
I think.
I think so, too. What do you have for Valley View scores-wise? Orsby, obviously, leading scorer. We talked about her with
– she had 22.
Right.
I had Bella Seaman with 11. We had Bonnie Fagan with 7. I'm sorry, she had 7 in each half, so she had 14. Lett had 5, and Racy Talley, she had 2. So they
shot the ball well from the free throw line. I think only a couple misses that they may have had. Lady Bombers did okay. I know at one point we'd had 6 missed free throws. I think we cleaned that up a little bit, maybe finished with 7 or 8 in there. And so
they were 16-19 from the free throw line.
They
so
shot
that's,
the ball
that's,
well.
That's a good percentage. We were 7 of 16.
That's not good.
Not for as well as we shoot the
not
ball.
For as well as we shoot
we,
the ball.
We
right?
should not go 7 of 16 from the free throw line. So.
Well, it's a learning experience for Mountain Home. This is the postgame show brought to you by Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Tonight's player of the game brought to you by Dewey and Sons Plumbing. Tonight's player of the game is going to go to Jayla Yonkers. Jayla came on strong for the Lady Bombers, got things going for us. We're going to have a lot more of that from Jayla and Lakin and Brooklyn and you know, all of the girls, really. And I mean, I'm not saying this because she's mine, but you did miss Witten Coleman tonight. Witten's defensive presence and just kind of the stop that she can get. She's the type that you could have put her on Orsby and said, hey, go stop Orsby and see what you got.
You got 5 fouls. Be aggressive.
See what you got. And I think that's something we missed. And just the pressure, the kind of just, you know, kind of making the game kind of crazy. And I think we missed that a little bit.
Yeah.
Anyways, final here tonight from Win 64-57. Valley View Lady Blazers beat your Mountain Home Lady Bombers. Big week in Mountain Home sports. Last update I had, let me see if I've got another one here from Matt Sharp. I think it was the end of the third quarter. Our boys were getting beat 42-34. So it looks like he's not going Mountain Home's way at home either. Let's hope tomorrow night is a big difference for the Lady Bombers as they're here at 6:30 against El Dorado. Maybe a get-right game. Also, big game tomorrow
night. Another big game tomorrow.
Another big game tomorrow night. Mountain Home Bomber football team, the 3 seed from the West, will be hosting the Sheridan Yellow Jackets. Sheridan is the 6 seed from the East. It's going to be a huge home playoff game. There is a tailgate that is being put on from 5:30 to 6:30. Bomber Sports Network, KTLO, Clay Maxi Chevrolet, Farmers and Merchants Bank, Twin Lakes Orthopedic, Baxter Health. These guys are all helping sponsor a tailgate show. There's going to be hot dogs. There's going to be pizza. There's going to be music. There's going to be all kinds of things. There's people sponsoring students to get in. I think Eastside Baptist Church is doing that. Bomber Youth Football, Gridiron Club, sponsoring youth football players. If you want in the game, come in there. They're going to pay for you guys. Wear your jerseys, come out. Come support this team. We talked about playoffs are for the community. Playoffs for the boys are all about it, but a home playoff game is a party for the community. Let's come have that before the game tomorrow night.
Yeah, they've got a – tickets are special, right? You got to go –
got to go online. Yep, got to go online. You go to AAA and buy those tickets. You'll have to have it on a mobile device. It will get swiped as used as you come in. They're also on all the social media accounts, Mountain Home Bomber Football, Mountain Home Athletics, Gridiron Club. All these have shared a way to click on the link, buy the tickets, have that ahead of time.
When was the last home playoff game?
I believe it was 2009, I think, somewhere in there. Maybe I'm mistaken on that, but it's going to be a good one. It's going to be fun. Come be a part of it tomorrow night, your Bomber football team. We will not have the Lady Bomber game streamed or broadcast. We're all going to be taken away by football, but we will be back here next time to see the Lady Bombers. We'll be on Bomber Sports Network and listening on KTLO Classic Hits 101.7. We'll be Saturday at 2 o'clock. Saturday at 2 o'clock. Spencer, I appreciate you joining me.
Man, thanks a lot. I had a blast.
We'll be heading home. Once again, Lady Bombers fall 64-57 here in Wynn to the Valley View Lady Blazers. You've been listening to Lady Bomber basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to Mountain Home Lady Bomber basketball on Classic Hits 101.7. Tonight's game was brought to you by ASE Warranty, Baxter Real Estate Company, Brad's Home Entertainment, FNBC, General Water Conditioning, Jeans Good as New, Mountain Valley Water, North Arkansas Dental Group, Todd Gilbert Insurance, Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, and White River Materials. Join us again on Saturday for more Mountain Home Lady Bomber basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.